evening, everybody. Just want to give a big yashkach to the alumni who have been a tremendous presence in the base medrash throughout their entire stay here, and I imagine this is their last Friday shmooze, because many of you are going back, and you will be sorely missed, but we hope that you gathered enough chizuk and gave us a tremendous amount of chizuk to help you in the coming semester, in the coming months. This week's Parshas Bo starts with a very interesting pasuk. V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro, Ki ani echbadi yaslibo, etc., etc. So just saw in Be'er HaParsha from Malach Biderman, he quotes, I believe it's Zohar, he also quotes the Das HaKent, the Bali Tosfos, I couldn't find it there. The language of Bo el Paro, Bo means come, El and go to Paro, come to Paro, but Bo usually means come to me. It should have said Lech el Paro, go to Paro. Lech el Paro would be the proper grammar. Bo is usually come towards me, like come to me, and then go to Paro. So he explains, I believe it's a Zohar, that says that the way you have to read it is Bo imi el Paro, come with me to Paro. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was he saying to him? He was telling him that you're not alone, I'm with you. Bo imi el Paro, come with me, where? El Paro. That's the language, apparently, of the Zohar. And this is certainly a tremendous lesson to us as well, that wherever we go, Kadosh Baruch is with us. It also is fascinating to point out that in the beginning of Shemos, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anochi ke'elech el Paro, who am I that I should go to Paro? So if Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Kadosh Baruch, who am I that I should go? So what should the response be? Hashem's response should be that you're actually great. You're amazing. You think you're nothing. You think you're not rotly. So what does Hashem say? Tell him no. Hashem says, I'll be with you. The same thing. I'm going to be with you. You're not going to be alone. The same yisod. Boi mi o paro. Come with me to paro. Right? Because I'm going to be with you. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in the first place, I don't want to come. Don't worry. I will be with you. Everything's about I will be with you. Furthermore, actually, Lovey Greenspan told me this morning from the Chiddush HaRim. The language also says, "V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro, why? Kani hichbadati yaslibo. I hardened his heart." So if you tell Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, I hardened his heart, so what would you, that would be a deterrent. That would discourage him from going. He's saying, go to Paro, and I hardened his heart. Says the Chiddush HaRim, no, pum fakert. Kani hichbadati yaslibo. I hardened his heart. You don't have to worry, because I'm pulling the strings. I'm the one who hardened his heart. You think that you're going to approach this very intimidating person, Paro, and he's going to be very tough with you, but you know, just know, I'm behind him also. You're not alone, which is also a tremendous episode in life, because you think so many times we go up against somebody, not go up against personally, but whether it's looking for a job, whether it's trying to get into a school, or it's trying to get something done, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared of this person. But he's a human being. It's Hashem. You're going for a job interview. Wow, the most powerful person. My life is hanging in his hands. If he gives me a job, then everything's going to be great. If he doesn't give me a job, then I'm in trouble. A professor, a person, you know, needs grades for a certain reason or whatever. And you think, oh, it's in his, my life is in his hands. Guys, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Ani Hichbadati Yaslibo, I'm the one who hardened Paro's heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind these people also. Nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is also the Yisod, Bo El Paro. Don't just stop, go. That's not Lech El Paro. Go to Paro on your own. Bo imi El Paro. Go with me to Paro. I'm with you the whole time. And he also quotes the Tanit Ve'Elyo. We say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. So I'll just quote to you the words of the Tanit Ve'Elyo. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kotzar V'Tzar Shalesh L'Yisrael. Any pain that happens to the Jewish people, Kal Yochel Ani Imoim Shenema Lo Tzar. Because it's narrow and difficult. I'll take Lo Tzar. To me, it's painful. To me, it's narrow. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamish with us. We're never alone. A Jew is never alone. And I saw a mashal that he brings down from Moshe Mordechai of Lovel. When a person falls into a pit, right, and nobody's around, and he thinks he's mamish lost in the sauce, he's totally gone, he has no way out, no way of surviving a pit with nobody around, and all of a sudden, he sees a rope, and that rope is there to help him out. So too, that's life. People find themselves in pits in life. They find themselves, they think there's no way out. All of a sudden they remember, or they realize, or they see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a lifeline, there's a rope here. And for those of us that are leaving now after vacation, and anybody, this is a tremendous yisod in life. Bo el paro, you're always with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? And Rabbi Bam always says that that he calls these like Zmanim ve'eliyahu Novi. That when you're mamish in a difficult time, you feel like everything's collapsing, everything's crashing. You just have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends you a Yeshua. This Rebbe of mine was telling me once that he was mamish having a terrible, terrible day. Whatever that means. He like he wasn't in the mood to go to the yeshiva even, which is a big chiddush. And he called a taxi to go to yeshiva. And in a taxi, the taxi driver, just out of the blue, his opening line was, "I'm jealous of you." What? Jealous of me? I'm having a rough day, whatever it was. Said, "I'm jealous of me?" He said, "Yeah, you guys have Torah, you have Hashem." And then he went on to describe his very, very challenging and horrific life. And so he realized, like, this driver, like, he went to the taxi driver, he said, give me a bracha. You know what? He said, "What do you mean, give you a bracha?" I'm like, "You're Eliyahu Novi." Because I was having a hard day, and I pushed myself, I was most nefesh to go to yeshiva anyway, for whatever the circumstances were. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me Eliyahu Novi to remind me, you know, how great my life is, how great everything is. Dafka, in those times, in the hardest times, this is the yisod. The too many times of despair. On the contrary, when a person is going through a challenging time, then a person should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. He's mamish with him the whole time. And this is in those four examples. First of all, Bo, Imi, El Paro. When Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go, Hashem said, "Don't worry, I'll be with you." Not that you're. It's not about you. The reason why you're going is not because, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was ro'i. But the answer to his response to not being ro'i was, "Don't worry, I'll be with you." And this idea that Anich Barati Yaslibo, I'm the one who's pulling the strings on the other side. It's a huge show. The person always thinks, "Oh, the other person has my life hanging in his, you know, he's holding my life in his hands." It's not true. It's mamish ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more a person recognizes that and davens for help and lives life with a very intense recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings, that will certainly help him tremendously in life, both in terms of his love of happiness and serenity, but also ultimately in his success in life. That's number one. Number two, I think this sounded familiar, so it must have been Be'er HaParsha in Rav Malach Biderman last year. And I think I'll say it again. We see, very interestingly enough, in these parashios of Shibud Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that a number of animals do things and they get rewarded for it. For example, you know, the Tzvardim. Right, the Tzvardim, so they jumped into the Tanurim, they jumped into the ovens, and these frogs never died. That's what the Chazal tells us. They never died. That's what the Yalkut Shimoni tells us. We know that the dogs didn't bark, and therefore there is zoche for the Dorei Doros, there is zoche to be allotted any trefa, any animal that dies. Without Shechita, it's supposed to be given to the dogs. Parenthetically, the donkeys helped us take out the wealth from Mitzrayim. They're also rewarded with the Petach Hamor, pigeon Petach Hamor. And interestingly enough, the kinim, the lice, they also did the Ratzon Hashem. But the kinim are not rewarded with anything because any time you did is a nezek, right? They didn't do anything positive, right? The Tzvardim showed Mesiris Nefesh. Let's try to figure that out because that doesn't fit with the Tzvardim. I guess the Tzvardim showed about us. They were Mosu Nefesh. The kinim weren't Mosu Nefesh. The kinim just did their thing since they weren't Mosu Nefesh and they did something that damaged people. So they were not rewarded, but the others were. And the question is as follows: the question is that the Tzvardim, only that generation of frogs was rewarded. They weren't killed, but there was no future reward. However, the dogs. The dogs, they were, their action of not barking when the Jews left was enough of a reward that would last forever for all generations. The question is why? Certainly the reward for the dogs is greater than the reward of the frogs. And the question is why? So, he quotes from the Rav David Atalna, a tremendous yisod in life. And that is, when you go against your nature and you keep your mouth shut and you don't say what you want to say, that is an even greater level of Mesiris Nefesh than jumping into an oven. It's one thing to jump into an oven to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's another thing to control your tongue. And we know, the Gemara tells us that in Mishle, a very, very powerful pasuk tells us, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Noitzer Piv Shomer Nafsho, somebody who guards his mouth guards his soul. Which one would think, guarding your mouth, okay, so it's good. My mouth is now pure. No. The mouth is really the connection between your entire body, your entire persona, and the world. And when a person guards his mouth, he's protecting not his mouth, he's protecting his whole being. He also quotes over here from the Gra. The Gra as well says that by Eishes Potiphar with Yosef, he says, lemor shichva imi. What's the word lemor, says the Gra? The Gra says she wanted to contaminate his speech. And if she contaminated speech, he'd be finished. What do you see from here? That everything goes after how we talk. Mamish. And this is the so the dogs didn't bark, they went against their grain, they did not open their mouths. That's where they had eternal reward. You see from here, the intense reward is given to those that guard their speech. And we certainly have to write to quote the most intense line that expresses that point, and that is in the letter from the Gra. The Gra writes, guarding your tongue is more valuable than all the afflictions and all the beatings that you would take and all the tanesim. Right? This is a popular Jewish music song. Every single moment that a person closes his mouth, he merits the light, the hidden light, that an angel and any other creature can't understand and can't estimate and can't relate to. This is seen from the dogs. The dogs are rewarded for eternally because they didn't open their mouths, and it's certainly a tremendous lesson. When you think about all the Gedolei Yisrael, the stories that we hear about, that they have powers, that they give this person a bracha and it comes true, and they have this bracha it comes true, it all stems from the power of speech. Certainly, there's no question about it, that Ruach HaKodesh, a lot of it certainly comes from their Hasmad and their Ben'on Lamakom. But nothing starts. The Koach HaBracha doesn't get off the ground without having a clean mouth. I remember last year when Yaakov Edelstein passed away, Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal, who is known to be a tremendous Baal Mofe, somebody whose brachos from Mekuyim, I know firsthand stories about it. I know a friend of mine whose twins, he was having twins, and they were like in the wrong position, and he went there, and he saw people in the middle of the night, and he told them, I forgot exactly what the bracha was, but like a day later, everything was fine, or a few days later, everything was fine. I mean, that's just a personal story, but it's famous, and it's known. People used to line up outside his house all the time, and he used to see people in the middle of the night. But they said over, where did his koach habracha come from? Apparently he went to a famous mukubo. I think he was called the Sandler, if I'm not mistaken. And the Sandler said, he taught him this yisod. The yisod was, never say a bad word about anybody. Never say a bad word about anybody. And that's where the koach habracha comes from. And you think about our tefillos, right? We're davening for ourselves, we're davening for Klal Yisrael all the time. But if we go ahead and we take that same mouth and we say negative things about people, or we talk negatively to people, right? So then it's not going to work. Our mouth is not going to have the power that it needs to. And the on the positive side, when a person goes ahead and sanctifies his mouth and only saying positive things, certainly Divrei Torah and Tefillah, that goes without saying. But a person doesn't say, of course, Nivol Peh. It doesn't speak negatively about people. It doesn't speak Lashon Hara. So forget about the fact that it's the right thing to do. Your mouth and your koach HaTefillah and your koach HaBracha grows exponentially. And I also, one more yisod, the other element, the other reason why the dogs are so rewarded is because they went against their grain. They held themselves back, right? The natural tendency is to bark, right? And that's what they're programmed to do, but they were able to restrain themselves. And that's certainly another tremendous lesson that we can learn. And that is that in life, right, it's very hard to go against our natural tendencies. It's very hard to go against the grain, right? Those of you that are going back to the States, there's so much going on. There's so many distractions. But you can see from here that the value that's placed upon going against the grain is tremendous. And no matter what, if you're doing the right thing, even if you're going against the tide and it seems as though you're fighting an uphill battle and nobody around you is in the same page, you still have to go in that direction. You know, if you know it's right, even though you're going against the grain, just like the dogs, when it goes against their natural tendencies, we too should also go against their grain. So let's just review the three major yisodos. Number one, wherever we go in life, whether things are peaceful and serene or things are challenging, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamish with us. Number two, this is so that we have to guard our mouths. The more we guard our mouths, the more we guard our entire body, our entire essence. And number three, this is so that we have to always try to go against the grain, of course, assuming that we're doing the right thing. Have a great Shabbos.